I wanted to talk this morning a little bit about gifts. We just celebrated Christmas, right? And I bet a lot of you got some gifts, and a lot of you probably gave gifts. Well, when I give gifts to my family, especially in the Christmas stockings, I like to try to give the same gifts. So I brought some of the things that I put in the Christmas stockings. So you want to reach in and pull something out? We'll do one at a time. Pull one thing out. Pick one thing there. Can you get it? Aha! Okay, let me hold on to that. I gave everybody in the Christmas stocking some candy. These are lifesavers, okay? Pull something else out of there. What's in there? Oh, okay, that's an interesting thing. All the boys got in their stockings this light. I thought that could come in handy some way or another. I don't know. So all the boys in the family got the light. Okay? Pull again something, one thing out of there. Ooh, more candy. Candy canes. That's good. Okay? Ah, what's that? It's like chapstick. So all the girls in the family in their stockings got chapstick. And then there's one more thing in there. Pull that out. Ah! No, not gloves. Look carefully. Socks! Everybody in my family got a pair of socks in their Christmas stocking. So I tried to do the same thing. Well, in the Bible reading that we just had, talked about how God gives gifts. And they're not gifts that you put in a bag or that you wrap up and put a bow on. These are spiritual gifts. And the interesting thing about how God gives gifts is that he doesn't always give everybody the same gift. Like I tried to give everybody the same gift. He gives different gifts to different people. And I kind of wanted to demonstrate that. And so what I need you guys to do is I need you to come and stand up by me and look out at all the people who are here in church today. So we're going to look at these people and we're going to ask them some questions. Okay, so everybody ready out here? Here's the first question. How many of you out there have the gift of music? You can play an instrument or you like to sing. Raise your hand if you have that gift. Okay, so here's some, look all around. There's a few people there. Okay, here's the next one. How many of you are good with plants? You like to garden or you enjoy caring for flowers or you have a vegetable garden? Okay, look at some different people over here, a few people over here, okay? Who's good at building things? Oh, there's a few people that some people have to be encouraged to raise their hand. I see that, okay? How about fixing things? You have the gift for fixing a lamp or a lawnmower, a vacuum cleaner. All right, more people. Who's got the gift of cooking? You can make wonderful desserts. Oh, okay. Some people here. Okay. What about who's good at teaching? Maybe you're good at teaching kids. Good at teaching adults. Again, some different people are raising their hands. How many of you are a whiz with numbers? Mr. Sauer, I'm glad you raised your hand on that one. Okay. Who here is good listener? Anybody a good listener? Feel like they're a good listener? Pastor, or you're a good friend. Okay? There's people that are good friends. Great. Well, the list could go on and on. You guys can sit down. I just wanted you to see all the people that raised your hand. Just sit down right here. Did you notice that not everybody raised their hand every time, right? They knew that certain gifts they had and certain gifts that they felt like they didn't have. Well, God gives people in his churches different gifts so that together, all of us can serve each other and help each other and love each other. And I truly, truly believe that God has blessed the people of Trinity with many, many different gifts. And it's exciting that we can be part of that. Even as young as you are, you have gifts that you can share. You can be a good friend or a good helper. And that's wonderful. So let's pray. Dear Jesus, Thank you for all the people
that make up Trinity Church.
Thank you for the different gifts you give to each of us. Help us to use our gifts to serve you. Amen. Thank you for coming up.